Good morning. Welcome into Gardening in the Ozarks on a, well, it's a beautiful Saturday morning. If you're looking outside, all the sunshine, but you get out there, Vicki, and it's cold and it's windy.
both of those together, it makes it a burr. I wish I'd worn a warmer jacket.
Had a low of 34 this morning, currently 48. Looking for a high today of 62. If we can lay that wind a little bit, we're going to be in good shape.
You bet.
Nothing on the Taylor Hearing Center's color weather radar. Bull shows 4 units on 662.14. Nothing on the line at Norfolk, lake level 5, 52.34. 60, the high yesterday. It was a nice day yesterday, wasn't it?
Oh, it was wonderful. Beautiful.
Tonight, mostly clear, low of 35. Sunday, partly sunny, a 20% chance of rain and thunderstorms in the afternoon. We can't get through a Sunday without some kind of rain.
It's the truth.
High of 60 degrees. Sunday night, not as cool. A 60% chance of rain. Low of 48. And Monday, mostly cloudy. A 50% chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms. High of 65. Tuesday, we're looking for sunny skies. High of 55. Wednesday, a little cooler on Wednesday. High of 45 degrees. Mostly
that's
sunny.
A lot.
And Thursday, sunny and high of 50. And Friday, mostly sunny. High of 58. Well, it's March.
I was going to say, it is March, and March is a roller coaster. Good grief.
Gardening in the Ozarks on this Saturday morning. The phone lines are 425-5522, 888-884-0364. The email address is Vicki@KTLO.com, and we'll be back with your questions and comments and whatever in a minute.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
I am Renata Jenkins Byler with Roller Funeral Homes. A letter that we received. I am the lead pastor of a church in Arkansas, and I wanted to take a moment to let you know how wonderful your Roller staff is. I have worked with many funeral homes during my years as a pastor, but have never worked with a more caring, detail-oriented, and professional group of people. Thank you for going above and beyond to take care of the family who was grieving, as well as making sure I had everything I needed. Thank you, Pastor Rusty, for those kind words.
Carwayne's Nursery's landscape crew is hitting the town. Call for your free landscape estimate. That's 425-6966. Carwayne's landscape crew won't disappoint. With 36 years of experience, you can trust not only that the design and install will be great, but the service will be impressive. Call for your free landscape estimate, 425-6966 today. Carwayne's Nursery can fit any budget. Be sure to check out our before and after photos on Facebook and call for your free landscape estimate, 425-6966.
7 after 10, 425-5522, 888-884-0364.
I know that everybody's getting antsy and wanting to start tomatoes outside, but I tell you, and they're available, you can buy them. But it's really...
I got some a little bit ago.
You did?
They were beautiful. Red.
Tomatoes?
Yeah.
No, I meant plants.
Oh, no.
You meant just tomatoes.
Got them downtown of country.
Okay, there you go. If you're anxious for them. But if you're anxious for plants, I suggest you hold off. The nighttime temperatures have been really cold, and it won't do any good, and you'll have to replant. Or, of course, if you think you can hold them indoors, that's kind of doubtful unless you'll have to repot them because they don't hold over well. And, you know, as we said, March is just a goofy month. It always has been, and it's always been kind of like a roller coaster. And it doesn't settle down. It doesn't seem to ever settle down. Easter's early this year. It's April the 1st. Which is quite early, and usually by the week after Easter, we kind of settle in and really get into what we consider to be a good spring. But it's a little bit early. If you need to plant something, you can put out kale and arugula and things like that, and to keep you going. Anyway,
Let's go to line five, Vicki. Go ahead, please.
This is Charlene Lovell.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you guys hi. I'm in town for the weekend.
Well, good to hear from you.
Yeah, are you ready to go on another cruise?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right, I'll let you go, but just want to tell you hi.
Well, glad to hear. Good to hear from you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for your call.
Uh-huh.
Charlene worked at Mount Home Charter and
yes,
traveled for years.
Years, uh-huh. years.
That's Lyle. And, of course, she's moved to Missouri now.
I didn't know that.
I always miss her.
Well, I didn't realize she'd moved, so that's why I have missed her, I guess.
Are we holding on line five? Okay.
Okay. But that was a nice surprise this morning.
Very pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
Come back to start off the show.
Right. It was. You're right. But I was talking about the fact that it's a kind of a turbulent time to get going, and March always is, and very rarely settles down. So don't be too anxious about getting outside and planting tomatoes or peppers in particular. Leaf lettuce, it will probably not do too well, but the hardier greens you can go ahead, like kale and arugula and things like that, can usually be planted out if you've got some warm spots that where the sun is and the deer and the rabbits aren't. Little baby rabbits are hopping around, so be advised. But I thought it'd be interesting. The daffodils are blooming, beginning to bloom. They're just beginning, and they're
Lord, I got a bunch of them full bloom.
And aren't they gorgeous?
They are.
They are just the beginning of spring for me as far as that goes. And I thought I'd mention this because phenology, phenology, is the study of plant and animal activities and when they occur each year. And what it is considered a real science, and has many applications, especially in farming and gardening. It is used chiefly for planting times and pest control, which is interesting. Certain plants give a clue by blooming or leafing out, and that it's a time for certain activities in the garden. And often the common denominator is temperature, because the majority of plants are not leafing out yet. Trees are not. They're just on the edge and on the verge. There are some buds on a lot of things, but they're holding tight. But it was interesting to find the list of things that you can, if such and such is happening, then you can do this. And so what it is, it's indicator plants are often used to look for a particular pest and manage it in its most vulnerable stages. And it can also be used to time the planting of vegetables and when you apply fertilizer and prune and so forth. And here's a couple of them. And the daffodils, what drew me to this was when the daffodils begin to bloom, sow peas. Well, that's because daffodils are one of the earliest blossoms that you'll see ever. And they're such a welcomed bright spot after the drudgery of winter. And so they're really all over the place now. So if you want to sow green peas and sugar snap peas or any of those, they do really well now when that happens. But by the same token, you have to realize until the dogwood reaches peak bloom, that's when you plant tomatoes and early corn. That means that the soil is warm, and usually the dogwoods are not tricked into blooming early because they hold back, and usually they bloom around Easter, which makes it's significant in that effect. So as we go along, one of the other things it says, when oak leaves are the size of a squirrel's ear. Really, I have no clue what size a squirrel's ear is.
Not very big.
It's very small. Well, then you can plant corn, regular corn. And then when maple leaves reach full size, so morning glories. Maples don't leaf out. They're one of the last trees to leaf out, and they certainly do make kind of a mess sometimes too. But those are some things. So now that the daffodils are beginning to bloom, you can go out and sow some green peas if you're really wanting to get in the end of the garden, making sure that the soil isn't soaking wet. As we talked about recently, in order to know when to sow seeds in the garden, go out and scoop up a handful and put it in your hand and close your hand, make a fist around that handful of dirt, then open your hand, and if it sits there and looks at you in a big clump, that means it's really too wet and too soggy, and the seeds, if they don't rot, they will just sit there anyway. They will not do very well. If you open it up and it kind of is crummy and crumbly, not crummy, crumbly, and crumbles easily, then that's good friable soil, and you could go ahead and plant. We've had a good amount of rain. As usual, it's either feast or famine, it seems to be. But we have had a really good rain, and I think that's going to pay off in the long run. And I guess we may have some more rain on Sunday. So we're trying to make up for that drought, and that drought was a bad thing. And it's going to be interesting to see if we have any impact on newly planted trees and shrubs from a year ago in the fact that the drought could have affected them. But in the meantime, let's talk about some daffodils. I had this question brought to me, you talk about daffodils and jonquils, and it's kind of an interchangeable thing. In different regions, you'll hear the terms about these plants. There are some differences, though, and I will try and explain the definitions. Narcissus is the other term. Narcissus, N-A-R-C-I-S-S-U-S, and I'm sure all of you have heard this. It refers to the genus of bulbs that includes hundreds of species and literally tens of thousands of cultivars. The Narcissus genus, and that's the broad term talking about the entire group, includes daffodils, jonquils, and paperwhites, among many others. And so when in doubt, this is the term to use. You can say it's a narcissus. However, when someone says narcissus, they're usually referring to the group that's of holiday blooms that we've talked about, the white holiday blooms of the narcissus, that known as paper whites. But they're all under the same umbrella. Daffodil, which is spelled D-A-F-F-O-D-I-L, it's what you're seeing blooming hither and yon, lovely trumpet-looking things. They have a beautiful trumpet, and the plant itself is the common name for any of the plants that fall into the genus Narcissus. So if the plant is considered a narcissus, it is also considered a daffodil as well. To me, this gets kind of confusing. I need a chart.
What about them yellow flowers out there in the yard?
Well, I tell you, there, Andy, you can call them a daffodil or you can call them a narcissus. It's all in the same thing. And the trumpet-shaped flowers of the narcissus are usually the ones considered daffodils, and they're real big and showy and familiar. And I just love them because when you're driving out in the countryside, especially around here, you will see a bright yellow spot out in a field, and you can bet that was an old homestead, that there was a house there at some point, and many, many years ago, 50, 75, however many, those bulbs were planted, and they continue to produce year after year. Of course, they're new ones because they multiply, and eventually the old ones do kind of poop out, but I think that's just one of the fascinating things about daffodils and what makes them so delightful to see, especially in early spring out there in the middle of a field. Jonquils actually refer to a specific type of daffodil, and the name is often used as a more general term for daffodils. Jonquil, it's a species that is separate, and they are most easily identified by their dark green tube-shaped leaves as compared to the other types of daffodils, which have flat leaves. So that helps clear that up, doesn't it? And jonquils also tend to have clusters of several flowers. If you have one stem, you usually have a cluster of 3, 4, or 5 blossoms on that one stem instead of one bloom along with the scent. One bloom, daffodils have the one bloom, and the jonquils have several blooms. And they're a little more, to me, they look a little more delicate. Daffodils are very strong-looking and sturdy and very showy. And jonquils are showy also, but they're a little more delicate looking, that's it. So there you have it. And then someone asked me, well, isn't the buttercup a daffodil? And I said, no, it's not. Buttercups are a totally different flower, and it's a herbaceous perennial, quite frankly, that has small yellow or white flowers, and they have like separate petals. And they do flower in the spring, so I can see where confusion could come about. But I guess that's more than you ever really wanted to know about daffodils and jonquils. Am I right?
I can't remember what all you said.
I can't either. There'll be a test later.
18 after 10. Temperature at 48 degrees this morning. Clear skies. Phone lines are open at 425-5522, 888-884-0364.
I want to mention, be sure and mention, too, this is if you have not and you're wanting to, you need to call right away if you want to reserve a spot. And I don't know if they even have any spots left. I know that they were filling up really rapidly. But developing an Ozarks Green Thumb, which is a presentation each year by the Baxter County Master Gardeners, is coming up. And it's Saturday, March 17th, and it's from 8:30 till 3 at the First United Methodist Church down the road a piece from here. It's the 24th annual gardening seminar, which I did not realize they'd been doing them that long, but I bet they do. And they've gotten quite good at it. It's an awesome day of gardening, and it's costs $25, which includes lunch, which I must say is well worth the price. The information you receive and the contacts you make, and plus the fact that they feed you really, really well. It's really great. So if you are interested in that, they have several speakers lined up. They're going to have seminars on pollinators, which, of course, is a really big topic. Then also bees and birds and butterflies will be talked about, and general gardening in the spring. And also vegetable gardening. So it covers a plethora of topics. And it's a really neat way to connect with other gardeners. And they also have displays with packets and catalogs and all sorts of things. So let's see if there's a phone number. No, but you can go to BaxterCountyMG.com. That's BaxterCountyMG.com/spring seminar. And you really need to get that done. They had a deadline of March the 2nd, but I know if they have any more room, you would have a chance to get and to see that. It's very worthwhile, and it's just a lot of fun. So now we're going to talk about a whole different thing, and that is a bunch of just little topics that I thought would be of interest and things that you can do now. One of the things you need to think about doing out in the yard, once the wind dies down today, you can do it. Cut back your ornamental grasses. They need to be cut back to the base. I would say this. Some of those ornamental grasses are very harmful. If you wear some really thick gloves, especially on some of them, because the leaves are just sharp as a razor, and you can get kind of surprisingly hurt and sliced up when you're cutting them. So be aware that you need to wear good gloves, and especially easy to do, or it makes it easier to do, is if you tie them all up in a bundle in the center and then just cut across. But they need to be cut back to the base if you can. At least take out the old, because they will come roaring back for you. And I had one person who had emailed me and said that her seedlings were just really stretching. Well, the main thing, and this is what makes it rather difficult to start seedlings indoors, especially if you're not going to be able to put them out rather rapidly and rather, you know, consequently a week later. And in our point at this time, you may have to hold them in for a couple of weeks. It's going to be, the nighttime temperature is going to be quite cold. Well, the seedlings stretching out when they're indoors and you're starting them means that you have insufficient light. And there's a tremendous amount of information about adding light in order to be able to grow them. And the other thing is the light has to be really close down toward them. And so grow lights are something, if you're really interested in doing that, you need to invest in a really good set of grow lights and make sure that you can hang them so that they're within 6 inches or about of the top of the seedlings, and that will help them not to be so stretched out and longing. The fun thing is, I think, if you've got kids, is once you get the seedlings up, you can turn the pie pan or whatever you're growing the seedlings in every 24 hours, and you can almost watch them begin to grow toward the light. They will literally turn, and that's a lot of fun. But unless you provide sufficient light, they're just going to get real stringy and long, and they really will not recover from that very well, even when you're able to put them outside. One thing that you need to do indoors is to begin looking at your houseplants. They may be kind of worn out. They haven't done too badly this year, or mine haven't anyway, but they are ready to go out, and I can tell it because they're drying out really fast, and a lot of them need repotting. I would hold back on repotting till toward the end of the month, but what I would do is check the tops of the pots and see if the soil has sunk a whole lot, and add some fresh potting soil to the top, and then you need to start fertilizing again. Most of your plants now, if you'll go look at them, are probably, I hope, sending out new growth. Little new ferns off of fronds and ficus should have some new leaves and things like that going on. So if that's the case, get out the fertilizer and start fertilizing. And the easiest thing I think to use to fertilize houseplants has got to be the any brand of that granular that you put in water, and you put about a tablespoon in a gallon of water, let it sit out overnight with the lid off, and then use that the next day to fertilize with. And it's a really good way to fertilize just about anything. And the 15-30-15, I think, is about the best, unless it's a green, totally green plant. And then you want that first number to be the largest, 600 or whatever, because that first number is what makes green leaves. The middle number creates the flowers and produces the flowers. So you keep that in mind, and go ahead and get started giving them some food because they're ready to grow.
25 after the hour of 9 o'clock, temperature under clear skies, 48 degrees.
Steve's Carpet Cleaning reminds you that no matter how much spring cleaning you do around your house, your home isn't truly clean unless you get down to where the dirt really is, on your floor and in your carpets. Whether you have tile or wood flooring, need deep cleaning of grout or upholstery, you can depend on Steve's to do that deep cleaning, leaving your home smelling and feeling fresh. Call Steve's Carpet Cleaning for an estimate today. They have a spotless reputation. Call 404-2663.
Flippin' Fancy Flowers is a full-service floral shop that specializes in weddings, funerals, proms, and other special events. They also offer tuxedo rentals, specialty balloons, and gift items. While you're there, sample their gourmet coffees. Flippin' Fancy Flowers makes beautiful silk arrangements that will make a statement in any home or office. Also, if you're short on time, they deliver. Flippin' Fancy Flowers on East Main Street in Flippin'. Let them know you heard them on the radio and get 10% off your purchase.
I have two categories of clothes, cute and what were you thinking?
Add more cute to your closet and everywhere else in your home with surprising finds from Gordmans. Yeah, Gordmans. We've restocked our entire store with on-trend styles and designer finds at every turn. Load up on super cute shoes and handbags and must-have home decor, all at unbelievably low prices. So get shopping. Gordmans, bigger deals, smaller price tags.
Attention shoppers, cleanup on aisle 14. Cleanup on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.